Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music. Talking to the devil. With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. Talking to the devil.
Max Inc. Radio, time for Max Inc. Heavy. Cole Black Rivers in the studio for the 10 o'clock hour. Rocker's going to have a chat with him in just a couple of minutes. Mr. Eric Cobb said, I want Subatomic. And I said, who am I to it? Are you? So we're going to play Subatomic for you. Double dip on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Just got home.
It's been a long, long day. Step inside, close the door. Need to free my mind. Lose control. Kick it back and feel the flow. Turn the lights down. Put my headphones on. Jack in. It's all over a ride.
this is Jim from Subatomic. They will find you out. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Subatomic, Pull Me Under, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music, a double dip to kick off the 10 o'clock hour, and Max Inc. Heavy, Sanctum, Cerebellum. We've all been there, especially on Saturday nights here at the radio station, you know. Hey, everybody, happy Saturday for you. I'm sticking around for an extra hour tonight to help out Rocker. And Rocker will be chatting with the guys from Cold Black River in just a couple of minutes. Eric and Brent are in studio. I want to say Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. We thank them for their support. Three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop them online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Delectable Madison, Culinary Dinner Theater is back. You can make your reservations and see the full menu right now at DelectableMadison.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, four locations, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now, SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. So Cold Black River has a new CD out. We're going to hear a couple new songs off of that CD in just a couple of minutes. They're part of Bombastica. Rocker will have all that information for you in just a minute. Let's hear some older Cold Black River. I love the song. It's The Great Equalizer. It's Cold Black River, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, The Great Equalizer, that is Cold Black River. You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker. Jimmy K is still here in the house.
Hello.
And so is Cold Black River. Tonight, I'm joined by Eric Cobb of Cold Black River and Brent, the new guitar player, right?
New guitar player. Yeah, we actually had to shackle Jimmy back there to the to the board so that we could keep him. So
thank you.
Hopefully those will stick around.
I like shackles. You're so considerate and thoughtful of my
How
feelings.
How did I know that?
We left him a Mountain Dew.
I just can't reach it because I'm shackled.
Well, welcome, Brent, man. It's really cool. You know, I brought Cold Black River in here tonight, Jimmy, because they are headlining the Bombastica 2022. That's Max Inc.'s 26th birthday party. That's going to be May 7th coming up at the Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery down on East Washington Avenue. The Art Bar and Gallery is going to feature a Max Inc. art showing at 6 p.m. Then we're also, it's free admission, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And it's free beer.
Oh, yeah.
By Starkweather Brewing and free munchies from Sal's Tomato Pies. And that is how you do Bombastica. That's how I've always done Bombastica, Jimmy.
We want to give a shout out to Noah's Ark Pet Center, too, for being a sponsor for Bombastica this year. Thank you, Noah's Ark.
That's right. And 9 p.m., music is going to start, and that's going to be Seven Seasons Deep. Then my new band, Iron Plow, and then Cold Black River. And so I thought I'd bring in Cold Black River tonight because they have a brand new album out. We're going to listen to some more of that a little later, Jimmy. But I thought we'd play different music that these guys like. And you know what? The first one they picked was Subatomic. And so, you know, what did you pick? Subatomic. You like those guys? You ever heard of them?
We absolutely love those guys. I can't count how many shows we've played with them. I miss them dearly because they have such a good, soulful, bluesy, dirty, lovely sound. Mm. And that's what really attracts me to that. And the way that they perform together, when they get on stage, you could tell that they are having a good time with each other. And you just get wrapped up in that fun. And that's why I chose that band.
And Jim Roof.
Oh my God.
The guy's a beast on the bass.
The beast on the bass.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
Well, you know, by the way, you know, those guys are, they've been jamming a little bit now.
Aww.
And Brian, you know, he's back to jamming guitar, so he's back to full strength. Of course, you know,
I'm so pleased to hear that.
Busted his arm there pretty bad a couple years back.
He did a really good job of that. He really did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
he knocked it out of the park. I mean, if anybody was going to do it, it was going to be Brian, and he just went all in. The way that that guy plays, too, just watching him play, it's going to be really interesting to see how he performs after this recovery, because I really want to hear that. I want to hear it.
I can't wait. It's still going to be a while, but he's jamming with other people. That's the thing. He's getting out, kind of jamming around. Now, after that, we just heard The Great Equalizer. And was that your first album?
Yes.
And tell us about The Great Equalizer and your first album. And you had a slightly different lineup then.
So, yeah, we had Jeremy Roseland on guitar, and a couple of years ago or so, Jer's like, hey, I just want to take a break, but let's bring somebody in, and if you guys need help, give me a holler, and I'll come to rehearsal, and we'll chop this stuff up, and we'll make it work. And we knew Brent was going to be an excellent fit. Brent became a fan of CBR several years ago, so we would always see him at the shows. He was always up front. And then the dude went and made a YouTube video playing one of our songs on the ukulele, which is, I'm not kidding you, you just YouTube that and you will find it. It's absolutely
YouTube that,
amazing.
Jimmy.
It's too good. So we were like, hey, Brent, would you be interested in jamming with us? And he was like, you're messing with me, right? And I'm like, nope, we are not messing with you. You need to come and jam with us. And he's been with us ever since, a year now. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. You know, tell us about, for those who haven't heard of Cold Black River, give us a little backstory.
My favorite thing is when we play shows where we haven't played with other bands and they call us Old Man River or something along those lines, or Warm Water or some other ridiculous thing.
Clear Dark River Water.
that's probably the most fun. Those that haven't heard Cold Black River, we like to use the phrase normies when you talk to folks that are outside of the genre and things like that. It's very easy to say we're probably a mix of Black Sabbath meets Alice in Chains. So it has a Sabbathy heavy sound to it, but then we also like to sing and harmonize and have hooks in these songs, and that's kind of how we've crafted this sound. And with the new stuff, especially working with Brent with the new song 420 decibels, we just tried to have as much fun as possible with the sound as well, and just open it up and make it accessible and just make people move. So if we look out into that crowd and we see that everybody's either staring at us or moving, we know that we've done our job, and that's our goal.
Let's check this out for a second here. Hang on a second.
Putting Brent on the spot here. This is good.
He's shredding it, dude.
Wow, man.
Brent, this is really impressive, actually, man. On a ukulele, that cannot be easy.
Well, it's already tuned in C. It's not that hard.
He's giving away his secrets. I'm so glad you pulled that up, man. That pleases me to no end.
Oh, my goodness.
That's great stuff. Just Google Cole Black River ukulele, and you'll find it. This is great.
Now the next album will be a ukulele album, I'm sure.
Yes, do it with cajones.
That's it. We're good. Aaron will love it.
Put that thing through the Marshall and let it rip.
Oh, there
man.
You go. Yeah. I'm in.
Nice. Well, we're going to keep Cold Black River around here. We're going to talk some more stuff. Jimmy, you got some more local heavy stuff lined up for me right now?
If you guys don't mind, I want to hear a new Cold Black River song. Eric, you mentioned it earlier. This is the name of the song, 420 decibels or 420 decibel.
That is it.
DB. Is it decibel or just DB? 420?
Well, DB is the short for
right.
decibel.
Okay, so
absolutely.
420 is short for DB.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, sir.
All right. Let's hear it right now. It's brand new music from Cold Black River on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back. so good. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Cold Black River, 420 decibels there. 420 dB. That's what it is. Hey, stick around. Max Inc. Heavy will be right back. We're going to have some more conversation with Eric Cobb and Brent from Cold Black River. Rockers here as well. Plus, we'll talk about the Bomb Blastica, 26 years of Maximum Inc. coming up next weekend. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Daly's Bar and Grill in Sun Prairie. Gourmet bar food, handmade, never off the truck. Daly'sBarAndGrill.com. And by the Dark Horse Art Bar and Art Gallery, East Washington Avenue, across from the Sylvie. Happy hour Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Slices of Sal's Pizza for a buck. You can check out the menu, the art gallery schedule, and the live music schedule at DarkHorseMadison.com.